السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله.
فسلام الله عليكم ورحمته وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters, today I will be talking about how to respect our beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and how to love him, to follow his footsteps. Peace be upon him. When we look at all messengers and the prophets of Allah, before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah revealed to them the revelations, and their job to convey the revelations directly to their people. That's it. Whatever Allah revealed to them, and they convey the message that Allah revealed to them, no less, no more. But our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is different. Allah revealed to him the Quran and what else? And the Sunnah. Sunnah of Rasulullah is revelation. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam a chance to deliver the message in his own way. But in the end, We are obligated to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like we are obligated to follow the Quran. The same. There is no different. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. To teach them, al-kitab means al-Quran, al-hikmah means al-sunnah, the legal ways of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have a verse in the Quran that Allah mentioned in the chapter of Al-Hashr, verse number 7, that Allah says, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. Without limit, there is no limit from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever he will give us, we have to take it. The ayah says, and whatsoever the messenger of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gives you, take it. 100%. And whatsoever that messenger of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forbids you and avoid it completely, 100%, and fear Allah. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. Allah is severe of punishment. If somebody really have a thought that it's okay to reject one hadith or to reject one sunnah, it's not the end of the world. No, it is the end of the world for us as a believers, as a follower of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because we have the sunnah as a source of our religion, as the Quran. As-sunnah wal-Quran masdara at-tashri'a al-Islam. And if we have some people claim that they are Muslims, alhamdulillah, but they are not agree with the sunnah of Rasulullah, we have to put question mark on those people. Why? They will say because the Quran is true, Allah's words. But the sunnah, we are not sure if Prophet Muhammad said it or not. Did Prophet Muhammad say these ahadith or not? And they claim they are looking to protect Allah's religion. Allah doesn't need your help to protect his religion. He is able to protect his religion by himself, Almighty Allah. Because he told us in the Quran, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. وَالذِّكْرِ including Quran and Sunnah, both of them. Because when we read in the Quran to pray, fine, but how to pray? When we read in the Quran, أَقِمُ الصَّلَاةِ, which kind of salah we would like to make. We have a lot of salah wasn't mentioned in the Quran. Salat al-istisqa, salat al-janaza, salat al-shukr, salat al-hajj. All these kind of prayers, we never heard about it in the Quran. Who taught us to perform these kind of prayers? Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the sunnah, it's in general word, has different type of actions from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It could be his saying, as-sunnah al-qawliya, or his action, as-sunnah al-fi'liya, or that he was agreeing with the companions to do something and he did not correct them. It's become sunnah for us to do. As-sunnah al-taqririyya, huwa aqarr al-sahaba ala fi'li hadha al-amr, fa asbahat sunnah fi haqqina. Allah عز وجل يقول وما أتاكم الرسول فخذوه. In the other verse, Allah سبحانه وتعالى says من يطع الرسول فقد أطاع الله. Whatever he will command you, just listen to him and obey him. سبحان الله. الأمر مطلق. It's in general command from Allah سبحانه وتعالى to love and to follow our beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. There is no doubt for that. And even Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم by himself, he told us 1400 years ago about this kind of people. They called themselves Al-Qur'aniyin. He told us about them. And he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one of them will lay down on his chair and to say, when he received hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will say, whatever we found in the Quran, we will follow it. And whatever we cannot find in the Quran, we will not follow it. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the end of the hadith, whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbids, is whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids for you. And what they are saying today, it's a big evidence that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the messenger of Allah, because he taught us 1400 years ago about those kind of people to reject the Sunnah and to accept only the Quran. And for us, how to beat these bad ideas? How to eliminate them? Because our scholars, they said, when you revive a Sunnah, you will eliminate innovation. In the other hand, when you revive innovation, you will eliminate the Sunnah. In the other hand, إحياء السنة إماتة للبدع وإحياء البدع إماتة للسنن. And we need to really choose which group we would like to go with to make ihya for the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or to make ihya for al-bid'ah wal-khurafat. We have to ask ourselves how to make it. I will answer you. It's a very simple way for all of us. If we really honest with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with ourselves, it will be very, very easy for all of us to make ihya for Sunan Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How we will do that? Simple way. We have 24 hours every day. We choose to put some time for work, some time for sleep, some time for rest, some time for fun, whatever. If we pay attention in our life, because there is no a single action in our life, we have no evidence from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for it. We have every single action we will do in our life that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. For anything, just put any idea in your mind, you will have a proof and the evidence that the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ did the same action that you are doing right now. When we eat, he taught a young boy, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, young boy, I mean young boys, we have a lot of young boys are running at the masjid, and they are not learning from the Hadi Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where are their parents to teach them? This is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do for young men and women. Just train them how to behave themselves inside the house of Allah, Almighty Allah. How to show respect for Allah's house. How to show respect for Allah's Messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He told Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, and he said to him, Ya ghulam, sammi Allah, wa kul bi yameenik, wa kul mimma yaleek. O young boy, mention Allah's name when you start eating. How many times that we remind our children when we sit on the table to eat? إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. If we did, alhamdulillah, we are following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now. To remind your children, you know, mention Allah's name, say Bismillah in the beginning, and eat by your right hand, and eat from your side, not from other side of the plate. And this is, how many sunnah that we did now? Three of them, subhanAllah, and all of them related to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See how it's easy to contain and to obtain the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we need to pay attention for that. When we go to our bed, you know, lay down on right side. Some people will say, I can't, I sleep on right side. It's okay, just do it for a few minutes to say the supplication and you will be free after that to sleep on right side or left side, it's okay. But just pay attention in the beginning of your sleep. You will sleep on your right side. Put your right hand under your head and say, Bismika Rabbi wada'tu jambi. In that moment, you are following your beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many of us doing that every single night? SubhanAllah. Even the parents, we forget to do it. How come for our children that they will do it by themselves? Unless if somebody taught them to do it every single night, when they grow, they will already memorize, you will engrave in their memories the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismika Rabbi wada'tu jambi, wa bika arfa'u. In amsakta nafsi farhamha. SubhanAllah. You submit yourself completely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, if you take my soul out of my body, if this is my last night, please shower me with your mercy. But if you give me a chance to wake up tomorrow morning and protect me like you protected all righteous servants. وَإِنْ أَرْسَلْتَهَا فَاحْفَظْهَا بِمَا تَحْفَظُ بِهِ عِبَادَكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. How many of us practicing this sunnah every single night? Even when we wear our clothes, subhanAllah, Allahu Jameel yuhibbul jamal. When we meet each other, how many times we smile toward each other? Some people will say, are you crazy? No, I'm not crazy. I'm following my beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because he encouraged all of us. تَبَسُّمُكَ فِي وَجْهِ أَخِيكَ صَدَقَ. When you smile toward your brother, you will gain a good deed. How many times that we lose every single day a lot of good deeds? Because we neglect the sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we pay attention for every single action in our life, we will be very rich in hasanat, in good deeds. And just, it's up to you, because the Prophet Muhammad told us, إِذَا عَمَرْتُكُمْ بِأَمْرٍ فَأْتُوا مِنْهُ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Out of his mercy. When I command you to do something, do as much as you can. وَإِذَا نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْ أَمْرٍ فَاجْتَنِبُوا. If I forbid you for something, you have to avoid it completely, 100%. There is no excuse for anyone to say, I can't quit smoking, or I can't quit drinking the wine, or I can't quit commit adultery. There is no excuse. Don't say, I can't, because Allah says in the Quran, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah will not command us to do anything except unless He knows that we are able to do that. لن يكون تكليف بالمحال والتكليف بالمحال محال. الله لا يكلفنا إلا بما نطيق وطالما أن الله كلفنا بأمر فنحن نطيق هذا الأمر. طالما أن الله كلفنا أن نشرب الخمر فنستطيع أن نشرب الخمر. طالما أن الله كلفنا أن لا نزني وأن لا ننظر إلى محارم الآخرين فهو في استطاعتنا والله أعلم بأحوالنا. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught us When I command you to do something, do as much as you can. You will be excused. For example, if I'm not able to pray standing, it's okay. But I cannot quit prayer. I can pray sitting or laying down on the bed. But there is no excuse to say I can't pray. And this is the idea. All of us, we are required to choose some sunan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever you prefer, it's up to you. I agree with you. Whatever you feel comfortable, whatever you feel proud to make it, do it. To assign one or two or 10 or 100 sunnah of Rasulullah and practice them every single day. Trust me. After a while, you will feel that you are missing something if you do not practice that sunnah later on. Like when you breathing, if you have some cold or you have some illness, you cannot breathe normally, you will not feel happy. And the same idea, when you practice the sunnah of Rasulullah, the legal ways of Rasulullah, and when you miss them one day, you will feel that you're missing big thing in your life. And we choose any sunnah. We have a lot of them, because they can. All of us, we have neighbors around us, Muslim or non-Muslims. How he used to deal with his beloved ones, even how he used to deal with his enemies in his life. Subhanallah. Oh, everybody testified for him, even his enemies. Peace be upon him. And we need to revive his sunnah. نريد أن نحيي سنته صلى الله عليه وسلم. ليس بالكلام لكن بالأفعال. بقلوبنا بجوارحنا بعقولنا بأفئدتنا في حياتنا كلها حينما نلقاه يوم القيامة يكون فرحا بنا مسرورا بقدومنا ليس كبعض الناس الذين ذكروا في الحديث حينما يأتون إلى حوضه صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارزقنا الشرب من حوضه صلى الله عليه وسلم جميعا لما يأتي بعض الناس يهرولون إلى حوض النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يريدون أن يشربوا فيسمع المنادي يقول هو يهرول تجاههم صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول أمتي هؤلاء من أمتي فيناديه المنادي يا محمد إنك لم تدري ماذا فعلوا بعدك فيقول سحقا سحقا بعدا بعدا go away from me go away from me because they did something they created something in you in his religion and they practiced something differently than what he used to practice sallallahu alayhi wasallam if we are true believers if we are true followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam We need to understand and we need to be very careful. Our life is very short. And if we lose a single day or a single hour or a single minute, there is no chance to return it back again. And we need to be very serious to take the sunnah of Rasulullah. I'm not saying we will not do it perfectly as much as we can. I will be able to do one sunnah every day, alhamdulillah. I will be able to do 10 sunnah, alhamdulillah. You might be able to do 100 sunnah every day. It's up to you. But let us change our way of life according to our teachings of Quran and our sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Choose some and promise Allah. Don't promise Imam or don't promise anyone. Promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, help me out to imitate my beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this action. or in this way of life, or how I will deal with the people around me. And by itself, you are practicing the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you practice, when you imitate someone, means that you love him. And Allah commanded us to love him, that you honor him. And Allah commanded us to honor Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And just, it's very simple for all of us. But we need to start from our heart, from our mind, from our chest, to say, this is what I will promise Allah with, and I will do that. 1, 2, 10, 100 sunnah every day, and just do it continuously. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you out. Allah will bring joy into your life, because you show respect for our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You raise your voice. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah. You know, a lot of people, they try to imitate strange people in their life, and they're proud of their actions. And we should be proud that we are imitating our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't be shy to do that. Don't be afraid to do that, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدَهُ. بَلَى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he did, and will protect anyone who choose to imitate him in his life or their life. This is my message today for myself, my brothers, my sisters. We need to understand the legal ways of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we need to practice in our life. We need to feed our children the love of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because if they learn how to love him, how to honor him, they will be easily raised as a pious and righteous. And this is our goal in this life, to help our children as much as we can, and they will help us when we die, to put them into correct path as much as we can, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will complete it for us. May Allah azza wa jalla forgive all of us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us to be our role models for our children and for our religion, and to imitate our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to gather all of us with him in the highest level in paradise. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiruhu yaghfir lakum. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu, wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu, سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. ثم أما بعد, تحدثت إليكم في الخطبة الأولى حول قول الله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة الحشر, وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. هذا أمر مطلق من الله عز وجل, ليس فيه قيود على الإطلاق. لما تحدث الله عز وجل عن سيدنا إبراهيم وكيف أن نقتدي ونتأسى به, ثم جعل الله استثناء في آخر الآية فقال إلا قول إبراهيم لأبيه. لكن حينما تحدث عن حبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فلم يجعل استثناء على الإطلاق, ولم يجعل أي قيد على الإطلاق, فقال سبحانه وتعالى لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. فليس هناك استثناء, وليست هناك قيود على الإطلاق, فإن طاعة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم طاعة مطلقة لا حد لها ولا قيد لها, وهي طاعة لله رب العالمين. من أطاع الرسول فقد أطاع الله, لا تقييد لهذه الطاعة. فإذا أمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمرا وجب على الناس أن يتبعوه وأن يصغوا له وأن يستمعوا له وأن يطيعوه صلى الله عليه وسلم. لكنه للأسف الشديد تجد بعض الناس يروجون لبضاعتهم ويدسون السم في العسل. يقولون نحن نأخذ بكتاب الله، لا غبار على ذلك، لكن أي أمر آخر نحن غير ملزومين به، يعنون سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. نقول لهؤلاء الناس كيف تجدون في القرآن الصلاة، أنواع الصلاة؟ الله عز وجل قال أقيموا الصلاة وسكت. كيف نقيمها؟ كم ركعة نصليها؟ في أي وقت نصليها؟ طب ماذا عن صلاة الجنازة أو صلاة الاستسقاء أو صلاة الغائب أو صلاة قضاء الحاجة أو صلاة القيام، صلاة الليل، صلاة الضحى؟ أين هذه الصلوات في القرآن؟ أجيبوني، لم يكن لها ذكر. طب من أين تعلمناها؟ من حبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. الآن نحن نقر أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مشرع، وما ينطق عن الهوى، إن هو إلا وحي يوحى، علمه شديد القوى. والله عز وجل زكى حبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في كل كبيرة وصغيرة، زكى عقله وزكى لسانه وزكى قلبه وزكى روحه صلى الله عليه وسلم، وزكى جليسه عليه الصلاة والسلام. لم يكن عندنا متسع للإفاضة في هذا الحديث، لكن نريد أن نخرج من هذه الخطبة بأمر عملي. ماذا نفعل؟ يعني حديث عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، هناك امرأة اسمها أم يعقوب، حافظة لكتاب الله سبحانه وتعالى، في عهد بعد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مات سيدنا عبد الله بن مسعود، راوي الحديث يقول قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لعن الله الواصلة والمستوصلة والنامصة والمتنمصة، الثالثة لعن الله الواصلة والمستوصلة. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد. هذا الحديث الذي رواه سيدنا عبد الله بن مسعود، الحافظة أم يعقوب قالت لسيدنا عبد الله بن مسعود من أين لك بهذا الكلام؟ قال إنه في القرآن. قالت والله لقد قرأت القرآن مرارا فما وجدت فيه شيئا من ذلك. قال لو أنك قرأت القرآن حقا لوجدت هذا الكلام موجود في القرآن. قالت أين هو؟ فقال هو قول الله عز وجل وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذكر أن الله لعن أصناف من النساء، لعن الواصلة والمستوصلة، الواصلة التي تصل شعرها، والمستوصلة الواصلة هي التي تفعل هذا الفعل، والمستوصلة المرأة التي تصل شعرها، والنامصة والمتنمصة، النامصة التي تأخذ شعر وجهها أو شعر حاجبيها، والمتنمصة هي المرأة التي يفعل فيها ذلك. فلما قرأ عليها الآية فقالت هي حافظة لكتاب الله لكنها ما فهمت وما فقهت معاني الآيات، ما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. إذا أمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بأمر أو نهى عن نهي فهذا أمر الله وهذا نهي من الله سبحانه وتعالى، فينبغي علينا أن نفهم هذا الأمر جيدا، وينبغي علينا أن ندافع عن سنة حبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأيام التي يحتفل الناس جميعا بمولده. تجد أن هناك ثلة قليلة تريد أن تشوه سنته صلى الله عليه وسلم وترد مصدر متين من مصادر التشريع وهي سنة حبيبنا محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام. أختم خطبتي بنصيحة، كل منا على قدر استطاعته يستطيع أن يحيي سنة لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، فبإحياء السنن تموت البدع، وبإحياء البدع تموت السنن. فانظر أي الحزبين تريد أن تكون بينهم، من الذين يحيون سنن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، أم من الذين يحيون البدع والخرافات والترهات؟ فالله أسأل أن يجعلنا ممن يحيون سنن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام، وأن يبعدنا عن الخرافات والبدع والضلالات. اللهم أمين. اختر لنفسك سنة، أنت بينك وبين الله عز وجل اختر سنة من سنن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وطبقها في يومك. سنة الأكل، سنة الشرب، سنة المشي، سنة التبسم، سنة الرفق، سنة اللين، سنة الحياء. سبحان الله، كان أشد حياء من العذراء في خدرها صلى الله عليه وسلم. فالتقبح والتبجح بفعل المعصية هذا ليس من سننه عليه الصلاة والسلام. حتى ولو أن الإنسان عصى ربه، لكن يكون عنده حياء، عنده خوف من الله عز وجل. فهذا ما أريد أن أوصله إلى نفسي وإخواني وأخواتي اليوم. عندنا عمل كثير وعمل شاق، إلا من يسره الله سبحانه وتعالى عليه أن تختار لنفسك بعض السنن من سنن حبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ثم تمتثلها في حياتك، تطبقها في حياتك، تحفظها لنفسك وأولادك وأهل بيتك، فتنشئهم تنشئة إسلامية صحيحة. بمجرد أن تذكر هذه سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هذه تكفي. أن تعرف أولادك النبي كان يأكل كيف؟ يأكل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، كيف كان يلبس، كيف كان يمشي، كيف كان يتبسم، كيف كان يتعامل مع أولاده أو زوجاته أو جيرانه. هذا كله بمجرد تكرير هذا الكلام مرة بعد أخرى نعلم أنفسنا ونعلم أبناءنا كيف نحب رسول الله، كيف نقدر رسول الله، كيف نوقر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. وهذا كله جاء الأمر به في القرآن الكريم. فالله أسأل أن يجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه، وأن يغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلمنا، وما أنت أعلم به منا، أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر وأنت على كل شيء قدير. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وغائبنا وشاهدنا وكبيرنا وصغيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا، واغفر لآبائنا وأمهاتنا، واغفر لإخواننا وأخواتنا، واغفر لنسائنا وأبنائنا وبناتنا، واغفر لمن له حق علينا. اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان، ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا، ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحيون سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم اجعلنا ممن يدافعون عن سنة حبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم كما آمنا به ولم نراه فاحشرنا معه في الجنة يا الله. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصل الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
بسم الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين
قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Just a very good announcement. Please give me 1 minute before you leave.
just related to the children at the masjid. It's good idea, alhamdulillah, to have our children with us at the masjid. But just we need to listen carefully, please, for the parents who has a children to come to the masjid, especially on Friday. We prepare downstairs completely for the parents who has a children. You can choose to keep your child. You can look at the picture, mashallah, wallahi, I'm so happy to see the parents, they have their children next to them. It's, you have to be proud of your child that he sat next to you to absorb the salah and to learn how to imitate our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But if you cannot control your child, please take him or her downstairs. We have the whole area downstairs prepared for the one who has children with him or with her. We have a place for sisters and we have a place for brothers downstairs. Please, today it was good, alhamdulillah, but we had some, you know, some voices. It's okay, it's not a big deal, alhamdulillah, but we need to educate ourselves and our community, and we need to educate our children how to be respectful for Allah's house. Jazakumullah khair. This is our first announcement. The second one, you know, we have the operation account, really, it's not strong enough. Just a good idea for all of us. When you come to the masjid, at least $5, $10, $20, whatever you feel comfortable, do it and put in the box or in the safe, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Even if you do it every single day, why not? When Allah gave us the chance to have, you know, the upper hand, it's much better than the lower hand. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-yadul min al-yad al-sufla. The upper hand, it's much better than the lower hand. Upper hand means to give all the time, to give, not to take. And just keep in mind, the masjid, especially during the winter, you know, draining a lot of expenses. Just keep in mind to keep the house of Allah clean, to keep the house of Allah, you know, to maintain the house of Allah all the time. And don't tell anyone how much did you donate. You making it for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Don't tell anyone how much that you would like to donate. This is between you and Allah Azza wa Jalla. The third announcement quickly related to the Umrah. You with Umrah, inshallah. We have today two families. They cooked for the community, and the box, it will cost $5. If you are able to pay more or less, it's up to you. Just take your box and give your donation, inshallah, for the expenses for Umrah for our youth in the town. Jazakumullah khairan. Taqabbal Allah minna wa minkum salih al-a'mal. And if we have other announcement.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First of all, I want to congratulate our community for selecting an executive committee and advisory. We had our first meeting. It is very, very diverse group. We have 16 on the executive, 14 on the advisory. It is different nationality represented, everybody from young and old, men and women. That's very important. We have a lady, a sister who wants to accept Islam, so please wait. This way you can get the hasanat. So we have a second executive committee meeting, inshallah, will be this Sunday right after Salah. Executive committee meeting. I want to echo what the Imam said. After a hard meeting as a group in regards to the kids, it is what we need to do. I want to make sure that nobody misunderstands what the Imam said. If you have any question about what the Imam said, please come to see him or see me. We encourage every single child to come to the masjid. As the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except the only thing we worry about, the etiquette of the masjid. This way we don't have some people leaving the masjid because they cannot concentrate and pray. So we have to do our job. So we provide you for alternative for you to come with your child. Your child, that person, a girl or a guy, should be sitting next to their mom and dad. They really should not be downstairs unless you have to, because that's how they can learn. Jazakumullahu khairan. Again, if anybody misunderstands the Imam, please come and see me. Jazakumullahu khairan. Oh, Yahya, I need to talk to you a minute.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We have our glad tidings today, alhamdulillah. We have our sister, Sister Kylie. She would like to convert to Islam, to return back to Allah's religion, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sister, are you sure that you would like to convert to Islam?
Yes.
You sure for that?
Yes.
Do you have intention that somebody will give you some benefit if you accept Islam? No. Do you have intention if you get accepted in Islam, somebody promise you he will marry you or not?
No.
Good. You do your own decision by yourself. No one forced you to accept Islam.
No.
Great. This is what we need to learn, inshallah. And just you will repeat after me. Are you ready for Islam today?
Yes.
Islam is ready for you too, inshallah. Just say, Ashhadu.
Anna.
La. إله إلا الله وحده
لا
شريك
له
وأشهد
أن
محمدا
رسول الله.
I bear witness. There is no one
has right
to be worshipped
except Allah.
And I bear witness
that
Muhammad, peace be upon him, he is the last final messenger of Allah.
And I bear witness
that Prophet Jesus,
peace be upon him,
he is
a messenger, a prophet
of Allah, not the son of Allah. Congratulations. You are Muslims. Takbir.
Allah.
And just I would like to give you glad tidings. Whatever you have done in the past badly, now it's done. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace it into good deeds. Whatever you have done, but you have to be careful not to do bad deeds in future, just to have intention to stay firm in your religion and ask Allah to help you and to guide you and to support you. Congratulations. That may Allah reward you, inshallah, and go to the sister, they will take care of you. جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. عليكم السلام حبيبي. بخير. الله أكبر. بسم الله.